the business station.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by The Financial Consultants.
The Financial Consultants,
which is responsible for its content.
The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum is a program for informational purposes only and should not be considered a solicitation of an offer to buy or an offer to sell securities or investment advisory services.
The information on this program regarding market or other financial information is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of such information. Answers to call-in questions are based on limited information and should not be taken as specific recommendations.
When considering any registered security product, seek a prospectus for more complete information, including charges and expenses.
Please read the prospectus carefully before you invest.
Make sure you consult your financial professional about your particular situation.
Securities offered through Advisory Group Equity Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
Huh? What?
Hey! That's just the stuff we have to say to keep the lawyers happy.
This is The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum on AM 1060 WBIX.
The business station.
Call Ron toll free at 1-877-NEW-1060.
That's 1-877-639-1060.
Now, chartered financial consultant
Ron Birnbaum.
Ron Birnbaum.
Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday, April 21st, 2010. All of our teams are winning. Don't you feel great? The Red Sox finally won. So what if we gave up nine walks? You know, that's what happens when you have a knuckleballer on the mound, right? But the Celtics won without Kevin Garnett. Incredible. And we won big. I can hardly wait for the Cleveland series. Of course, we have to win another series after this one to get to Cleveland. And then we have the Bruins up 2-1. They have a big game tonight. So things are looking good in sports. Then we have, of course, the Patriots have a big draft, which I think is starting tomorrow night. But, wow. Going very, very well. And the stock market is recovering. The economy is indeed recovering. And when we look at what happened in the market yesterday, the stocks, you know, picked up where they left off over the last few days, and investors really liked some of the numbers they were getting from the first quarter earnings reports, and the markets are pretty much all higher, all the indexes higher today. The Dow Jones average actually was up 25 points for the eighth gain in 9 days. The broader indexes also posted gains, but they were all bigger than the Dow's, and investors kind of set aside some of the concerns about the government's civil fraud case against Goldman Sachs, which hurt the market earlier, and they looked really at profit numbers. And beyond these reports, a bounce in the price of crude oil after a two-week slide also helped the energy sector. So Harley-Davidson, the industrial equipment maker, Illinois Tool Works, and Regional Bank, Marshall Isling Corporation all rose after they reported earnings. Goldman Sachs said its first quarter profit nearly doubled on higher trading revenue. However, the stock fell 2% on concerns about their legal troubles with the SEC. Now, after the closing bell, Apple said its first quarter profit jumped 90% after it sold more of its iPhone smartphones, and stock rose for Apple about 6% electronic trading after the regular session ended. Now, future contracts for technology-heavy NASDAQ 100 index rose 0.6% after Apple's report. So stocks have really ballooned since major indexes hit 12-year lows about 13 months ago now, March 9th of last year. And yesterday's advance extended the streak of gains that we've seen in the past 2 months. We've seen improving economic and earnings reports, and it's just given investors more and more confidence that the economy will mount a sustained recovery. Yet we still see a lot of people hurting with high unemployment figures. We still see credit is tough to get. It is, however, loosening. It's going to take time. Now, the Dow being up some 25 points to 11,117, that drop in shares of IBM Corporation following the earnings report that it gave held the Dow a bit lower than the other indexes, but still we saw good movement overall. Now, four stocks actually rose for every one that fell on the New York Exchange, where consolidated volume came to 5.3 billion shares, and that's down a bit from 6.6 billion on Monday. Bond prices were mixed. The yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury note was unchanged at 3.8%. And the dollar was mixed. Well, gold rose yesterday. Crude oil for May delivery rose two full dollars to $83.45 a barrel. Oil has fallen in eight of the past nine trading days since reaching $87 a barrel. And disruptions in air travel that we've seen because of the volcano out in Iceland, that really hurt demand for jet fuel as many, many flights were canceled. But the rise in stocks was kind of a sign that the market's slow grind higher is continuing, and the market really fell after the SEC went after Goldman Sachs. But Goldman has denied wrongdoing and vowed to fight the charges, and it's not really clear if any type of action will be taken against the company. Now, Goldman Sachs yesterday fell another 2.1% to $159.98. Illinois Tool, which I mentioned, did well. Yes, and it had a positive earnings report. That was up 3.9%. Marshall Isley rose 10.7%. And Harley-Davidson, on their positive report, was up 7.3% yesterday. Apple said it sold nearly 9 million iPhones for the 3 months that ended March 27th. And that was more than double the number from a year ago. Its revenue and earnings far outstripped expectations. So shares of Apple rose some 5.9% in after-hours trading, so look for it to go even higher today. It did slide, however, 1% in regular trading before it announced those results. Now, IBM actually fell 1.9% after investors sort of shrugged off earnings reports from late Monday that came in ahead of analysts' expectations. IBM posted the biggest drop of the 30 stocks that make up the Dow. ExxonMobil, also in the Dow, that rose 1.1%. Schlumberger, which also is in the oil industry, they provide, they're a huge company, they provide services to oil companies, that rose some 4% in trading yesterday. So the actual indexes, I mentioned the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday was up about a quarter of a percent to 11,117. NASDAQ up 0.81% to 2,500. The Standard & Poor's 500 up 0.81% to 1,207, back above that 1,200 mark, which is a sort of a psychological barrier for the Standard & Poor's 500. The Russell 2000 index of small companies led the charge yesterday, up 1.5%, almost 1.5% to 721.5, and the Dow Jones Total Stock Market Index up just under 1% yesterday to 12,600. And in worldwide trading, pretty good day as Asian equity markets ended higher today, mostly because of solid earnings from companies like Apple, which sparked a big rally in tech stocks. And higher commodity prices also boosted energy and gold plays. So very good for Asia. And Europe also doing pretty well today. In Asia, Chinese Shanghai index up over 2%. India's up slightly. Japan's Nikkei average up 1.75%. And Korea also up 1.75%. French markets down almost 1%. Germany down 0.33%. Greece down 1.5%. Spain down 1.75%. United Kingdom's FTSE 100 down 1%. So it looks like European stocks have fallen just recently because they started higher this morning. Okay, we'll be back to finish up our market report and welcome my guest, Belinda Fuchs, president of OwnYourMoney.com. If you have any questions for us, give us a call, 877-639-1060. This is Ron Birnbaum. I'll be right back.